USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former top senior cyber official reportedly says a criminal group originating from Russia is believed to be behind a cyber attack that shut down the nation's biggest fuel pipeline network. NBC News national security correspondent Ken Dilliland saying the group known as DarkSide posted a statement on the dark web.
They say, we are apolitical, we do not participate in geopolitics, trying to distance themselves from any notion that this is a state-sponsored attack.
The Colonial Pipeline Network carries gas and diesel from Houston to New York. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says supply chain issues are a significant worry when it comes to the country's economic recovery. Raimondo specifically mentioning the semiconductor industry, which she says the country has allowed to fall behind in recent decades. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
As more and more Americans get vaccinated against COVID-19, former FDA chief Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes it's time for the CDC to start thinking about easing indoor mask mandates. While the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last month it's generally safe for fully vaccinated people to walk and gather outdoors without masks, it still says masks should be worn by both fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people for virtually any indoor activity outside of the home. Dr. Gottlieb telling CNBC that easing rules will now strengthen the CDC's credibility later.
I think we can do it right around now. I think we should now start lifting these restrictions as aggressively as we put them in. We need to preserve the credibility of public health officials to perhaps re-implement some of these provisions as we get into next winter if we do start seeing outbreaks again. I think the only way to earn public credibility is to demonstrate that you're willing to relax these provisions when the situation improves.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As consumer prices continue to rise, the Fed Reserve is closely watching inflation expectations, and investors ought to as well. One thing people are keeping an eye on regarding inflation is the price of lumber. Demand for lumber is exploding, and suppliers are struggling to keep up. For years, the price of 1,000 board feet of lumber was generally traded in the $200 to $400 range. Now it's well above $1,000. Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com. He explains why the Fed is not ready to get involved with inflation.
What the Federal Reserve is really saying is that we see these prices rising out there. And we told you, by the way, this was going to happen. The Fed can say that. But they're also going to say, we don't think it will continue over the long term. And so, for example, let's get back to the idea of the lumber prices you talked about. Well, first of all, we've had a huge pickup in home construction. Commercial construction is obviously sort of dead in the water because of the abundance of office space. And mills had to shut down because of the pandemic. Oh, and everybody who decided to renovate their homes during this time as well, basically seeing the walls around them and got tired of the way they look, they needed 2x4s also, leading to a 400 or 500% increase and all that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.